Hi, I'm Pepe. How are you?
I'm good.
4th of July.
Thank you.
Jesse Jackson Jr. is passing a bill around to increase the minimum wage to $10 an hour. Do you support that?
Probably not.
$10 an hour to give us a living wage?
How about getting a job?
I do have one.
Well, and why do you want that benefit? Get a job.
I have a job, but it's not anything to buy on.
Pepe Cavanas, the constituent in the video, recently started his own business growing organic vegetables. At a press conference today in St. Pete about the issue, Cavanas said the current minimum, $7.67 an hour, isn't a living wage.
I really do think $10 an hour is fair. It's a livable wage. I think anything short of that would be difficult. People would struggle to still get by. I mean, of course I'd welcome it, but I really think we need $10 an hour.
Because he's self-employed, a change to the minimum wage would not directly affect him. But Cavanas thinks the $8.50 an hour he makes in profits would go up because people would have more spending power. He also doesn't agree with the argument that raising the minimum wage would cost taxpayers more money.
You would reduce the amount of public assistance that's going out to the people because now they're earning it. They would then be paying more income tax on the money that they bring in.
Cavanas wasn't the only one unhappy with Young's behavior last week. Progressive activist Bill Hurley, who is involved with groups like the Florida Consumer Action Network and sometimes the Occupy movement, asked Young why more isn't being done to help low-income veterans. Young didn't respond and instead walked away from Hurley, who's a veteran.
I kind of got mad at because he's my representative and he shouldn't be walking away, no matter if the questions are hard. If you ask me a hard question, I'm going to sit here and try to answer it as honestly as I can. I expect the same for somebody I voted for, which I'll never do again.
Both Hurley and Cavanas said they're frustrated and want an apology and a commitment from Young that he'll meet with them. As of today, they haven't gotten either. It's raised concerns that after more than 50 years in politics, he's out of touch with voters. One of Young's opponents in next month's Republican primary, Darren Ayers, offered his would-be constituents the meeting they want. A member of his campaign staff, Karina Morrison, said Ayers isn't focused on raising the minimum wage, but Young handled the disagreement and policy inappropriately.
Darren basically is concerned about everyone getting jobs. And basically what he said was people without a job, you can't really get more minimum than that. So he wants to work for a healthy economy. And so, but sitting down and reaching out to Pepe and having a conversation and explaining that to him, he felt was imperative to be a true representative of the people.
Peggy Goodale, another constituent at the press conference, said she was still shocked at the way he handled the questions. She said it hasn't done his campaign any favors, but anticipates the member of Congress bouncing back from it.
He's clever, and he's able to turn things. He can vote certain ways, but he comes out as being for things. You know, like I think his staff at his office are just wonderful people and really keep people from being more angry. If he didn't have such good staff handling people, there would be more anger, I think.